to me, that ties to what's distinct about your practice, which is that you're helping to open up the communication channels.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
In terms of what you're doing with patients is you're helping the body have more sort of fluid, open communication holistically, like all around.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, really what we're doing is helping you. I often talk about it in terms of mail that comes into your house, right? Mail comes in, and there are times in my life when the mail does not get immediately read and sorted, right? Like, it just gets thrown on the table, right? And so there are times at the end of the week when my dining room table has far more mail on it than it should. And as a result, I can't eat on that table, right? I can't use that table because there's just all this stuff on it. There's all this stuff. And some of that is junk mail that doesn't matter, that just has to get thrown away, right? Some of it is bills that are important, uncomfortable things I have to deal with. Sometimes there's checks in there. There's letters from friends. There's really wonderful, beautiful things in that mail. But if it's all just sitting there on the table, I can't use that table, right? The table that is my life in this metaphor, right? And I haven't been able to process all these things that have happened, right? Mm-hmm. So a lot of what we're doing in this office is just helping you go through the physical, mental, emotional experiences that is that mail, right? Mm-hmm. Some of it's totally not important. It's just taking up space. We can throw it away and discard it very easily. But you have to open up all the mail and see, right? And so sometimes people come in and we're just helping them let go of old stuff that they don't need, you know, and then we'll come across some really beautiful gem of something really nice, right? And they'll leave the office very happy and very peaceful and very settled. Sometimes they'll leave not all that happy, right? Because we found some bill they weren't expecting. But whatever it is, we're facilitating that communication. And then, in addition to having gone through all that mail and gotten rid of all that stuff, had those conversations with the body, there's then all the space on the table to live your life, right? So as a result of increasing that communication, we're also creating a lot of space, right? So it's both having the conversation, which then creates the space for new conversations, new experiences.